The Atlantic hurricane season officially started on Monday. Federal forecasters are predicting an above-average season with as many as 10 major storms. This year, emergency planners face the possibility of dealing with a potentially devastating storm amid the coronavirus pandemic, and a Northeastern University professor sees another threat as well. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Massachusetts rarely gets a full-blown hurricane. Only 10 have made landfall in the state in 170 years. The last was Hurricane Bob back in 1991. And rarer still, pandemics. The last one to hit here was 100 years ago. But for state emergency planners hoping for the best, they now have to prepare for double trouble.
Interestingly enough, we haven't done a lot of the thinking around two crises simultaneously. So this has been a new challenge for us.
Samantha Phillips is director of MEMA, Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Since the novel coronavirus struck, she's been overseeing the pandemic response from a 1960s fallout bunker in Framingham. It wasn't built with social distancing in mind.
It is pretty cozy. It's really kind of forced us to modernize the way we coordinate and respond to crisis.
The number of people from various state agencies has been reduced. Their workstations spread out. Now much of MEMA's emergency monitoring is done virtually to deal with the real possibility of a hurricane evacuation during the pandemic. Phillips says state emergency planners are sending cities and towns special guidance to protect, isolate, transport, and house evacuees if there's a hurricane.
You know, we're looking at the hotel option, and then, you know, another piece is just if we need to set up a large school gym, is it, you know, half the capacity that we would normally have in a non-COVID environment?
Post-hurricane recovery will be more difficult due to the pandemic. Downed electric lines will have to be restored at social distance. Utilities say they're ready.
We are an industry that actually has a pandemic plan.
Jim Hunt is executive vice president with Eversource. It's the region's largest utility.
Here in the Northeast, we get the hurricane seasons. So our workforce is used to adapt to whatever conditions we need to adapt to.
Thanks to extra pandemic funding from Congress, there's twice as much federal disaster funding this year than 2019. In a White House briefing last week, federal officials provided the president and vice president with details of their hurricane plans.
Bottom line, Mr. President, we're ready. And this team is ready.
We're always ready. And thank you, Mike.
We're in trouble.
Northeastern University political science professor Daniel Aldrich warns the problem with the White House hurricane plan is confidence in the messenger.
We have lost a lot of the trust that our society used to have. The deliberate use of mis- and disinformation means that a lot of us are getting information we don't trust anymore. That's a big problem.
Aldrich is an expert in how social ties influence hurricane evacuation behavior and has firsthand experience with the subject.
I evacuated in 2005 from Hurricane Katrina. Our home was destroyed in New Orleans. We didn't know Mayor Nagin. We didn't know anyone in the city. We only left when a neighbor told us to leave. She was much more trustworthy to us.
Who gives you information, says Aldrich, is as important as the information itself.
Right now, as hurricane season comes in, do we believe the government when they tell us it's time to evacuate? Or do we think the government is using this as a political moment? So that's a big deal, because if people don't believe they're really in danger, if they won't leave a vulnerable spot, that means we have more fatalities, we have more injuries, we need more emergency time to go rescue those people.
Really be careful about heeding warnings, and if there's calls to evacuate, do so sooner.
Samantha Phillips, director of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says this hurricane season, coming during the pandemic, makes it more important than ever for the public to be prepared and pay attention. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.